CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the show. My name is Rosie Muthena, and of course, this is Pan African Connect, where I talk about my three passions in life, and that is woman, Africa, and the arts. Today, we're dedicating it to the children of Cotlands. Cotlands is a non-profit early childhood development organization addressing the education and social crisis by establishing early learning playgroups and toy libraries in under-resourced communities to serve vulnerable children from age birth all the way to six. And in studio, I have the newly appointed CEO, Monica Stach. Monica, welcome.
Good afternoon. Lovely. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's only a pleasure. Congratulations on the new appointment.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes.
How long have you been with the organization?
10 years. So mm-hmm. doing a lot of the programming and the design and so on. So yes,
oh, wow.
Looking forward to being part of the leadership team and moving the organization forward.
Steering it forward, of course. And no better than a woman doing it. So it's
good
thing.
Of course.
So when did Cotlands actually start?
Already in 1936. So we're celebrating our 82nd birthday this year.
Beautiful.
And always the cause has been women and children and serving the communities in South Africa.
Yeah. Now, I've noticed, I mean, everyone knew Cotlands from the beginning as the primary adoption organization. But now you've taken it in another direction. Let's talk about that.
That's very exciting. We focus on early childhood development, but particularly on vulnerable children, children living in poverty, and children who are not having any access to early childhood experiences before going to school.
Yeah.
So we're very passionate about equalizing society through education and through particularly the young child and making the playing field a little bit level before a child actually goes to grade
school.
One.
Yeah. You know, talking about that, because there's a lot of people just think, well, development for a child just happens the minute they enter school. How important is the early childhood development?
Well, the focus is on the first 1,000 days, and that includes pregnancy. So we should have moms that are really healthy, taking good care of children.
Mm-hmm.
And then once children are actually born, you know, the learning happens from that very instant. And we know that in utero, the brain's already formed.
Yeah.
And so really, you know, children are like sponges. They kind of enter society already to absorb the world around them.
Yeah.
So if we can create a better environment where children are cared for and where they get holistic care. So it obviously starts with the mother giving very nurturing and loving care, but then also from a stimulation perspective. So when we look at Cotlands' programs, you know, we try and be holistic. So in terms of making sure there's health care provision, that there's psychosocial support through our social workers, and also then helping parents. We also do parent education programs.
While we're talking about the different programs, let's start with the first three that you prime on.
Yes. So our primary program, we actually gain access into various communities in South Africa through our play groups.
Okay.
So we usually start off with settling a toy library in the area, and then we recruit youth and people from the specific area. We skill them and learn and teach them all about young children, and we then draw children into our play groups. So we specifically chose playgroups because we believe that it's a cost-effective way of reaching young children.
Yeah.
And so for about 3,600 rand a year, we're able to provide children with this early stimulation opportunities, parenting education, nurses support, and also that of a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that children come into our programs twice a week. We do a four-hour slot of play-based learning with the children.
Oh, beautiful.
So it's all fun. We all are actually appointed to be play advocates and play champions. And so once the children are in our programs, we also track their development. And so they come in, we do a baseline, and we're able to actually quantify the impact that we're making
in
their lives.
Yeah.
And so we really need society and specifically women, you know, to keep supporting our programs. We find that there are many programs out there, very costly and not always effective.
And so
we're very proud of the impact. We actually have external evaluations done on our programs, which actually justify and quantify the impact we're making.
Yeah, so to make it more credible and more legitimate.
Of course, because we really want to be sure that our children access quality and that they're ready for school when they go to grade R or grade 1.
They're prepared for that. And also the parents are prepared for it. And what areas do you operate in South Africa?
So we have offices in six provinces. So in the Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and then also in, we operate in Northwest as well. And through our play-based learning courses that we are giving now, it's actually throughout the country. So if people call in, they can go onto our website and www.cotlands.org.za
and
find out
what are
more.
The courses? I mean, what are they going to come out with it, and how long are they?
So the courses are aimed at people wanting to start up both playgroups and toy libraries.
Okay.
And so it's equipping people and giving them a package so that they can independently start. So when talking about entrepreneurship and you're talking about
it's almost
women,
like a franchise type of...
Yes. Wow. So we equip people, we capacitate them, we also then support and monitor the work that they do. So we really believe that we can scale up our work through these kinds of partnerships, you know, with women in the community. Mm. So I really think that if one works very cleverly, you could use this as a model of setting up your own business, specifically when we look at toy libraries.
Yeah.
So they're really fun. Yeah. So you go into the space, a space filled with a whole host of toys, not only commercially produced toys, but also toys that are found in the environment. And, you know, a child can turn a box into a toy.
Yeah.
They're so creative. And so we try and have this whole range, and we equip and teach parents on what to select, what are the benefits of children building blocks, playing with a puzzle, and in that way ignite children's potential through play.
And also just stimulating their mind, of course.
Very much so.
And then what other programs do you run, for instance, if somebody wants to volunteer or wants to get involved with the organization?
So we have many volunteering opportunities. So we are always looking for professional input into the organization, people to serve on our board. We are also, so people could go to our website and then find a volunteering opportunity. So there's a way. So we have many opportunities when we do, for example, World Play Day, which is on the 28th of May, on an annual basis. We have many corporates and groupings, church groupings and so on, that come in, and they then do workshops with us in terms of making toys from waste. Or they do that as a corporate activity. You know, so we send out some of our teams. We take our mobile toy library and we give people opportunity to participate in some of the activities.
Yeah.
So there are many ways.
So what's your mobile, let's go back to the mobile toy library. What how big is it? And how many people involved? What do you do if somebody, like, if they want to bring the mobile toy library to their school or to a community?
So the toy library, well, in different provinces, it's a different kind of vehicle. But mostly the principle is that it's a vehicle and it takes the toys to where people are needing the toys.
Yeah.
And we put a makeshift play space up there with tables and chairs and the gazebo and so on.
Yeah.
And we haul out the toys and we play. And so we've had so many different activities around that. So it could be team builders. It could be sports days. You know, those kinds of activities.
Yeah.
So we also then, people also have opportunity to kind of become involved through Donate Your Birthday, for example. So we run a number of campaigns where people can actually donate their birthday in monetary value to Kotlin so that we can do our work and serve the children.
Oh, beautiful. And so also, I suppose, the traveling toy libraries, that's also a great opportunity for sponsors to get involved and partners.
Definitely. So what we try and do is to always make sure that when we enter into these kinds of partnerships that it's longer term.
Yeah,
we really want to be sure that we are able to serve children, not just on a go in and go out basis, but that we need to nurture, we need to
and
invest
the sustainability
in parents.
Going on,
and of course the sustainability. And so we, whenever we then have these kinds of partnerships, they're always from between 3 and 5 years, and it includes the purchasing of the vehicle, equipping it, and then also obviously making sure that we have a person employed that are qualified.
Yeah,
I think that's really important in terms also of job creation and job security, and obviously wanting to promote toy libraries as a way to reach children. You know, when we work in very remote areas, and so when you get there, you realize just how little opportunity children are given.
Yeah.
And so if we're able to get a mobile in the most remote places in our country, we give a child an opportunity to graduate out of poverty.
Yeah.
Because if we're able to lay those solid foundations.
And give that sense of hope.
That sense of hope. Yeah. And we can do that through education.
Yeah.
And early education, very much so.
Yeah.
And also to parents. I think parenting and motherhood is often a very lonely journey.
Mm-hmm.
We know that many mothers struggle, you know, initially when they have babies. And we find that we
And there's also a lot of single mothers out there and single fathers also.
Very much so. And so we want to encourage good parenting. And so we also create opportunities through our play groups for birth to two groups of mothers. So we bring them together, becomes a very nice support structure.
Yeah.
And we then use a program which we call baby massage. And by through the touch and the sense of and through all that stimulation and the mothers getting together, we're able to impart good parenting skills. Becomes a place.
So in terms of the baby massage, you obviously have a therapist taking you through the steps of how to do that with your child.
So our staff are all skilled and licensed to do this. So it's all based on brain stimulation and neural pathways and how do you actually ignite all of that in children. And so our early learning play-based facilitators. They are all skilled in this. And we also, when we run these courses, we also have a course for birth to two, mm-hmm. where people can learn how do you actually stimulate children. That's very age-appropriate, because I think that's the other challenge. What do you do with a baby? Mm. And sometimes parents would say, well, they don't talk, so we don't talk to them. You know, so we try and dispel that.
Yeah.
The importance of reading to babies, the importance of talking to babies, the importance of taking them off our backs and making sure that they're crawling all over, making sure we're taking them
and just exposure and visibility
exposure,
around and,
different environments, different experiences. So that's a very lovely opportunity to actually help parents. So we also do wonderful parenting programs, and so in our play groups for our children, the parents come in and we just share a whole host of a wealth of knowledge around child rearing practices and encourage positive parenting. I think you know, for us as parents, it all starts with relationship, and often our parents don't have that as a start.
And
you
just
know,
the communication, that communication, speaking is just so important.
The loving, the care, the nurturing, because that's actually all that children really need, is the nurturing, loving, caring relationship. And so we, through our programs, we're able to actually offer that.
Okay. And then, I mean, everyone knows that the NGO space in South Africa is, we're in a dire situation. How do you survive? And then, of course, what would be your wish list if what does Cotlands need? And let's challenge some of our corporates out there.
So I'd like to put out a challenge to the corporates around donations of an amount of 3,600 rand can reach a child, can reach the mother, with educational opportunities, and can also provide a toy library in that particular setting, and also bring mothers into this kind of support structure. So we have a number of ways through which people can donate to us. So individuals could sign up for debit orders. People can go on our website. There's easy donate ways to donate. I mentioned the Donate Your Birthday campaign. And so if people ask us at this point in time what we need most, we really need finances. We also do need expertise, but expertise doesn't pay the salaries of the people that actually perform the work out there. And so we really want to be sure that we can provide job security to the many early learning playgroup facilitators, toy librarians, and people that are in our employment. So very much going to the website would be really advisable. It's easy to donate through our website.
And then are you on social media? What are your
We are on social media. And so our if you follow us on Cotlands, so you just through Facebook on Cotlands.
And that's Cotlands.
That's right. And the same for our Twitter handle is also Cotlands.
And moving forward, any exciting campaigns or anything that, that we should know about that we need to push, need to draw attention to what Cotlands do?
Of course. We're very excited about our play online course that we've designed. So in collaboration with UNICEF and the Department of Basic Education, we have put together an online course targeting practitioners who work with children from the age of birth to five, as well as grade R and grade one, two, and three educators. And so we believe in the power of learning through play, and we want to promote that. So we're encouraging people to go to that particular website, which is playsa.org, and to log on, to register, and to do the course. You get wonderful video clips on the, embedded in the course.
And what languages are in?
It's in English. So it's presented, promoted in English or provided in English. And then people can go on, do the course and in your own time, at your own pace. And so we really want to promote that. And obviously, our the major campaign is our Donate Your Birthday campaign. And people should start looking out for our billboards that would be up all around. In about three months, we'll launch a new campaign. And so really looking forward to that as well.
So there's going to be lots and lots of visibility. And then the Toy Library Association of South Africa, what's that about?
So Cotlands has the wonderful privilege to manage this. And so it's an association which is also affiliated to the International Toy Library Association. And it's a group of people passionate about toy libraries and about play.
And children.
And how we get parents involved in children's play. And so we promote best practice. We provide training, as I mentioned earlier on, the different courses on how to set up a toy library, how to sustain it, the administration and so on. We also, through the Toy Library Association, Cotlands also offers the birth to two training and like I said, the toy library. So the association, is a, there's a membership fee, and toy libraries in South Africa belong to that. And in that way, we promote the cause and we all celebrate World Play Day, which is an annual event on the 28th of May.
Beautiful, beautiful. So not only is it going to be aiding towards our children and through parenting, but also there's amazing job opportunities that you offer, yes. which I think is really, really amazing. So thank you so much for coming through. For our listeners, of course, what is the website again?
www.cotlands.org.za.
And of course, you're on Twitter, on LinkedIn. If you've lost any of those contacts, then just find me on my personal pages. And of course, it's across the board, Rosie Muthena on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you so much for coming through. And we wish you all the best.
Wonderful. Keep on playing.
We will keep on playing. Oh, thanks so much for listening. This is Rosie Muthena from Pan African Connect. Of course, igniting all of my three passions, and that is women, Africa, and the arts. Thank you so much for listening. CliffCentral.com